Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur Brown with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet, as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential on this little entrepreneur in progress.
Persecuted, but not forsaken.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my Father. Thank you for Jesus, Father. And Lord, thank you, Jesus, as you sent us the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Father. We enter your gates with thanksgiving, Lord. Hallelujah. What a mighty God you are. And Lord, we say thank you, Lord. You didn't have to do what you did, but you did, Father. What you did was redeemed our life from destruction, crown us with loving kindness and tender mercy, and restored back to us everything that we lost. And Father, for that we say thank you. Even if we don't understand it all, Father, in the fullness of it. But for that which you have revealed to us, Lord, shown unto us, Father, throughout the earth, Father, through all the many ministries that you raised up in the earth, different churches, different denominations, Lord, too, through your word, Father. Through all of that, Lord, your word has been proclaimed. People have come to the knowledge of you. And Father, for that we say thank you. Thank you for your word. Thank you for Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for all the many men and women of God and all the children of God that are being edified and built up and trained through the varieties and diversities of ministries that you've raised up in this earth, Father. You're a mighty God, for you're getting your word out. For that we say thank you. And Father, Lord, you're not only getting your word out, but the good news that's in your word. Hallelujah. That all of the kingdom of heaven has been restored back to us. Not some, not most. All of your original intent and your original plan and your original purpose and destiny for our lives, will for our lives, Father, has been restored back to us, Father. Our inheritance, what was ours before the foundations of the world, my Father. Your kingdom, hallelujah. That's what you have restored back to us. We thank you for your redemption, for everything that you saved us from. Hey, Father, we thank you so much for that. Father, we rejoice in the reality of everything that you have restored us to. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we come into your courts with praise, Father, and adoration. To let you know, Lord, hallelujah, there ain't nobody like you. Ain't no God like our God. You're a mighty God. And Lord, you not only are you a mighty God, but the mighty God that you are have done great and mighty things. And one of the great and mighty things that you've done, Father, you created mighty men and mighty women, hallelujah, children of the Most High God, because you are mighty God, and you are great God. And we thank you and we praise you, Father, for how great thou art. And Lord, not only that, Lord, you have included us in your character and your nature, for you created us in your image and your likeness. Hallelujah. If you are great God, then we great children of the Most High God. If you are mighty God, then we mighty children of the Most High God. For you created us in your image and in your likeness. And we praise you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Nothing can alter that. Nothing can change that, Father. Nothing. Nothing. Sickness, death, life, nothing. Nothing can ever separate us from your love. And Lord, we just say thank you. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. And Father, as we come, Lord, through the gates of thanksgiving and through the courts of praise, Father, we come into the holy place, Lord, the ministry of your word, my Father. Sanctuary, hallelujah. We come to fellowship together, Lord, as your children, as your people. For you have summoned us, Father, to heal, not just for me, Father, but we pray, Lord, that you speak to everyone's heart concerning what they hear from me, that you speak to their heart about what you would say through me. So that they might not only hear what I say, Father, but they might hear what you say about what I say. So we sanctify this place holy as we summon ourselves under the ministry of the Holy Spirit, the teaching and the edifying and the building up of your word, my Father God. We desire again, Lord, not just to have a radio broadcast, Lord, but to come all the way behind the veil into your very presence. So draw us nearer, Father. Hallelujah. Draw us nearer and nearer and nearer and nearer to you. Every time, Lord, listeners hear this broadcast, Lord, I pray that you anoint it, that it will draw them to a closer walk and a closer relationship with you. That the eyes of their understanding will be enlightened. That they be filled with the knowledge of your will, with all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Growing in their inheritance, Father, becoming who you created them to be, Father. Mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. And for all of them, my Father, the privilege of being able to come in and sit at your table and eat from the King's table, we give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Now, Holy Ghost, we humble ourselves in the ministry, your ministry, and we ask that you anoint our ears to hear, anoint our mouth to speak, anoint our ears to hear what thus said the Lord. We yield this broadcast and this ministry and my words and my life to your ministry. Use me as you see fit. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Hey, mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. Hallelujah. It looks like the more I say that, boy, the more I get excited about that. Hallelujah. I gotta say that again. Hey, mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. Well, what an honor. What a privilege it is to be able to come into your homes and your automobiles if you're riding through this radio broadcast. And, boy, just share with y'all, you know. Listen, I don't just believe that. I know it. I know that I know beyond any shadow of a doubt of what the greatest story that has ever been told. That's the story that's been told. What's the greatest story? There's a lot of stories that's been told and a lot of history behind the stories that have been told. And a lot of those stories that's been told is man's stories of those things, whatever it may be, you know. That's man's story. Some of it is developing to history, you know, the history of man, the history, you know, how it's recorded by man. But then, boy, there's another story. Hallelujah. That, boy, in the day and the time and the generation that you live in, not that it hadn't been in time past, but in this time, boy, he was revealing to us, boy, another story. What story is that, huh? His story. What he say about things. Say that again. What he say about things. And listen, you know what he say about things? It don't matter about nobody else's story. It don't matter how nobody else's story might be facts or whatever. What the Most High God say about a thing, that's what it is. Listen, even if it ain't that way, even if it don't appear that way, even if it ain't that way in the natural, if he say it, baby, that's a done deal. Ooh, I ain't listening. He ain't neither the son of man that he would repent or change anything about what he's saying. Well, if he said, man, he can't alter the word that's gone forth out of God's mouth. Listen, I don't have nothing pre-planned. Like I said, it's always the Holy Ghost. Listen, well, if you get God to talk to you, and that's what he wants more than anything. That's what my desire is more than anything. Because, man, you get past, man, what I'm saying, and you hear the Holy Spirit, man, speak to you about what I'm saying. See, what I'm saying, man, is anointed revelation knowledge that God has revealed to me. But, boy, when the Holy Spirit is speaking to you, it'll be anointed revelation knowledge to you, too. There ain't nothing that you got to remember. You know, this is an impartation. Listen, his story, the greatest story that's ever been told, hey, it's an impartation. You ain't even got to try to remember that. Well, it's imparted into your spirit, into your life, into your very being. It's a life support system of you, your spirit. The part of that mighty man, that mighty woman that you are. The strength to it and the life support system to it is the word of the Most High God. That's why you got to hear, man, what the Spirit of the Lord say to you. And God wants you to know that, man, I'm talking about, well, what he's done for us through Jesus Christ, his redemptive work, what he has redeemed us from, boy, has allowed, man, the Holy Spirit of the Most High God to once again come dwell in the spirits of God's mighty men and mighty women on this earth. What are they? The Holy Spirit. Jesus said, when he left, he said, it's better for y'all that I go away. He said, oh, no, it can't be no better than this. If we're hungry, you're feeding. If we're sick, you're healing. If we're dead, you'll raise us alive again. Man. The people getting healed and followers are growing and everything else, man, how can it be any better than this? So you know if we're going to have mighty followers and we're going to have us an army and a kingdom and we're going to take over this Roman Empire, Jesus. That ain't how it go, brother. I know that's how you would like for it to be, but that ain't how it goes. I'm going to go away. I've got to go away, because if I don't go away, then I can't send you back, boy, the main one in Trinity. Hallelujah. Who? The Holy Spirit. He the one to get the job done. That's why Jesus said when he began his spirit, when he began his ministry, he said this, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. So he has anointed me. Who? The Spirit of the Lord. Who is that? That's the Holy Spirit. What's his role here, boy? That's the one that gave us power to cast out devils and to open blind eyes and to unstop deaf ears and to cause the lame to walk and the dumb to talk, the blind to see and the dead to be raised to life again. Who is that? That's the Holy Spirit. Who is that? That's the power of God. That's the life of God. Most powerful force in the universe. Listen, that's the manifestation of the word of God. That's the original idea of God. That's the original intent. He know the mind of God, because he's the spirit of the Most High God. And how can we know the things of God or what's in God's mind except, boy, you know, it be revealed to us. That's why, you know, you need the Holy Spirit. And that Holy Spirit that you need, you got to realize something, man, that when you accepted Jesus Christ into your life as your Savior, you didn't just accept Jesus Christ, but boy, he said unto you, he breathed into them disciples and said, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Boy, you received the same Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the same Holy Spirit that was on the inside of Jesus, boy, that dwelt bodily on the inside of Jesus, man. When you accepted me and him as your Lord and Savior, man, I'm talking about, boy, you ain't just receive him, boy. You got the Holy Spirit with him. Because he was full of the Holy Spirit. If you receive him, you receive the Spirit that was upon him. And they live on the inside of you. The very fact that the Holy Spirit live on the inside of you is a seal of guarantee. That ought to sell everything, boy, as far as your salvation is concerned. Because he can't come live in no unclean temples. Hallelujah. The very fact that the Holy Spirit live on the inside of you, boy, is a guarantee, man, that you washed white as snow. Though your sins be like scarlet, hallelujah. You been washed them white as snow. Who would pray with God? He says, you can continue going on in that direction. No, so you can change, man, and get on track, man. And how you get on track, man? By coming to the knowledge of it. What knowledge, boy? His story. Whose story? I told you, I call it the greatest story that's ever been told. What story is that again? Boy, that's what God says, what God doing. Not what man doing. Not what we doing. I know, I'm talking about the good and everything else. I'm talking about what God doing. Boy, the devil don't ever want you to come to the knowledge. He don't mind us men growing and building one another up and strengthening one another through what we're doing to make this a better world. And that's a good thing. Thank God for that. The Lord have mercy. It wouldn't be for that man. It'd be lawless. And Lord have mercy. But man, let me tell you something. What he's doing, man. Hallelujah. It's far greater than anything that we could even imagine. Any good that we could even imagine. Listen, the only way that can be revealed to us and made known to us is by the power of the Holy Ghost. And like I said, boy, the very fact that the Holy Ghost live on the inside of you is the seal of guarantee. What? You don't live in an unclean temple. Remember when Adam and Eve, they made out the tree of the knowledge, boy, the first thing that left was the Holy Spirit. When God breathed into Adam, nostrils, them, boy, and released the life, the spirit on the inside of that body, that life form that's just like God, that spirit being that come from God, that's a piece of God, that's just like God, and when he came and formed the body to put that spirit man, that mighty man and mighty woman in. Then he breathed into their nostrils the breath of life. And man, who that spirit being, became a living soul. What? A spirit that has his own mind, his own will, his own personality, his own thoughts, his own emotion. That's a soul. And you live in a physical body. What's the purpose of a physical body? So that you could dominate this physical earth. How? Through your spirit. How? That's connected to the Holy Spirit that's living on the inside of our spirit. The Holy Spirit that's directly connected to the Most High God, our source and our sustainer. The connection. Like I said this way, the soil. And we're the seed that's in the soil that grows up and sprouts up into a great tree. What's that, Arthur Bordeson? That's the Holy Spirit. He don't want to get the job done. Not you, not me. He just need a body to do it through. Why he need a body to do it through? Because see, in Genesis chapter 1, when God said, let's make man in our image and our likeness, he listened to what he said. Now, he can't alter the word go forth out of his mouth. If he said it, that's it. He said, let them, who? His little children that have a soul and live in a physical body that he placed upon this earth to dominate this earth. He said, let them have dominion over this earth. Who? Let them. He gave us dominion, so he can't come into this earth and start usurping authority and dominion over us. Well, this is our territory. He can. He all powerful, but he won't. He can't. He never will. Why? Because if he did, he'll violate that word. What word? Let them. Who is that? That's all of us. Do what? Rule and reign over the circumstance, situation, and something that we might encounter in our lives here on this earth. Over this whole earth. Not over people. But over every circumstance, situation, and shelter that might confront our lives. What's that, Arthur? Boy, that's kingdom living. That's kingdom life. That's a chosen generation. That's a royal priesthood. That's a peculiar people, glory to God. That ain't just Christians and Muslims and Hindus and Buddhists and Islam and all the different man titles and denominations that we fall in. I ain't bashing that and everything else, but boy, let me tell you something. That's going on
in God, man. Pass all of that. I told you, pass the holy place. All the way into the presence of the Most High God. Glory to God. But boy, you get in the presence of the Most High God, all them other things won't even matter, man. Because you'll be in the presence of eternity. And one day, there ain't going to be no more Christians. There ain't going to be no more Baptists. There ain't going to be no more crack Catholics. There ain't going to be no more Hindus. There ain't going to be no more Buddhists. There ain't going to be no more Islam. There ain't going to be no more none of that. There will be no more apostles and prophets and pastors and teachers and all. What is the everlasting kingdom? They're going to be kingdom life. And boy, that's a whole different life. What is that, boy? That's ruling and reigning in life. Boy, boy, for what purpose, Father? So we can fulfill, man, our God-given destiny. And that God-given destiny, all the potential that we need to fulfill that, that's on the inside of us. How that's going to be bought out of us and manifesting in this earth by the power of the Holy Spirit, by the power of the Most High God that enables us, that strengthens us, that's upon us, that anoints us to get the work done. And just like the Father. Listen, the Bible says the Spirit of the Lord, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was void and without shape, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of the Lord, who? The Spirit of the Lord, the Holy Ghost. I like to call him, boy, the Holy Ghost. The hound dog of hell. Boy, 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 going to and fro the earth, boy, looking for men and women that he can show himself strong on their behalf. Who is that, boy? That's the Holy Ghost. What are you doing, boy? He's looking for people that he can come up and on. He's looking for people that allow him, boy, to manifest, man, the glory of God in and through them. He's looking for people, man, that will allow him to reveal the mind of God, the idea of God, the original intent and will and desire and purpose of God for our life. Listen, the only one, man, that knows the mind of God is the Spirit of God. Why he places on the inside of us? So that we can know the mind of God. What's the mind of God? The will of God. The intent of God. What's in his mind, even before he speaks. Called a precept. His original intent. Even before he, this is the first thing he did was decided what he wanted. That's thinking. He just thinking first. It's an idea. Everything began with an idea, a thought. What he doing? He's thinking. Boy, I got a son here, boy. Listen, we call him Jesus, but he called him wisdom, said, or the word of God. He said, I got a son here, boy, my own only begotten man. And Lord, I'm going to be Jesus. Everybody said, just like me. And I love him so much. Tell him, man, I'm going to be a whole bunch of them just like him. And I'm going to give them a territory. And the territory, that I'm going to create a territory for them, and I'm going to give it to them. And I'm going to place them in the territory. And, boy, they're going to be just like my original son that I'm so pleased with. And, boy, I'm going to fellowship and commune and hang out with them, and they're going to hang out with me, and we're going to be just one big kingdom. Some in heaven, some on earth. Who is the some in heaven? That's God and all his angels. That's his territory. Who is the some on earth? That's us. And it's just one big kingdom, but the kingdom of God. And all of the influence of the heaven, and all that heaven consists of, is in both territories. Going to be in both territories. That's God thinking. I want me a family son, just like you, Jesus. Just like you. He thinking. And then after he decided what he wanted, then he decided what he wanted. And after he decided what he wanted made from, then he spoke what he wanted. Then he spoke. And what he did off the first thing he did was had an idea, thought. Everything began with an idea. This radio broadcast was first an idea. The car you drive was first an idea. The shoe that's on your feet was first an idea. You was first an idea. You was in the mind of God. That's why the Bible says he chose us before the foundation of the world. And listen to what he chose before the foundation of the world. What was in his mind even before concerning us, boy? Listen to what it says, boy. In Ephesians chapter 1, it says this, thanks be unto God who chose us before the foundation of the world that we should be holy, glory to God, and without blame. Come to be loved in his sight. Woo, Jesus. I don't know if you understood. What he did, boy, this is what he chose and decided before the foundation of the world, that you would be holy. You know what holy is? Holy is being, is the pure integrity. Like that, I mean, let me say it in a simple way. Being like God. In character and in nature. He didn't say try to get holy. He said be holy. For the Lord your God is holy. In other words, he said be like your dad. Be like your father. Be like your sword. Be like your sustainer. Be like your God. What? Holy. Be like him, because that's how you are. That's how he created you. You lost that, and you don't know too much about that story. That's why I said it's the greatest story that's ever been told. Well, he didn't restore that back to you. He ain't trying to get that back to you and get us to that and get us to heaven, man. He's already restored heaven back to us, man. Cleanse us up from all our unrighteousness, man, so that the Holy Spirit, boy, who can reveal to us these things, boy, can dwell on the inside of our spirit, boy, and speak to us and commune with us and fellowship with us and lead and guide us and be that which Jesus Christ sent him to be, boy. Our God, our counselor, our strength, our power, our ability, our life. What life? Zoe, what kind of life is that? That's the God kind of life. Life the way God lives and life the way God intended for you and I to live. And boy, we've been living and dying like mere men and mere women, man, as we worship at the throne. No, not at the throne. As we worship at the cross. As we worship at the door. As we celebrate, boy, the life and the death and the burial and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord. And never enter into, boy, all that that did and robbed me into, boy. That ain't the end. That's just the door to the beginning, man, of eternity. A beginning of the world. A whole nother pattern of operation. A whole nother system. A whole nother way of thinking. A whole nother way of living. A whole nother way of life. What kind of life is that? The God kind of life. And in our ministry, we call it kingdom life. What is that? Kingdom living. Learning how to live. Listen, there's another thing, too. When you come into the kingdom, you got to come past Jesus. I ain't say come, no, don't try to go no other way. You got to come not only to the door and worship at the door and honor the door and give the door its property and everything else, but come on through the door. Hallelujah. Because, boy, what's behind the door, boy, is what the door is all about. The whole purpose for the door. Through the door to that dimension. All of the kingdom of hell that was ours before the foundation of the world, that we lost in Adam, the knowledge of death, the lifestyle of death, the culture of death, the influencing man ability of God to influence this earth with death, the ability to do that, the Holy Spirit, the presence of the Lord, man, all that we lost in Adam, then restored back to us. And now all you got to do, boy, is just, man, if you have an understanding of that, now just come through the door. Come through Jesus. Come through Jesus to what? To your inheritance. Don't just, man, you worship and give thanks and worship and pray and adoration, man, at the door, but come get your inheritance. Don't let what Jesus did on Calvary and everything go in vain in your life. Don't let somebody die for you, man, so that you could be not a millionaire, not a billionaire, not a trillionaire, nor a Kenyanaire. Good God Almighty. Somebody say, what? A Kenyanaire. What's a Kenyanaire? Well, the king owns everything. Everything in his kingdom, boy, he owns. Everything in your little territory, boy, in the kingdom of heaven. Listen, I'm talking about the kingdom of heaven, the street place we go. Everything. All the gold, all the silver. Glory to God. But what territory? The kingdom of heaven. That's my inheritance. And let me tell you something, that's more real than the treasures here on earth. And listen, you cannot have a penny in the bank here on this earth, boy, but if you know about your treasures in heaven, boy, does your heavenly Father know it, that you have need of all the things that you have need of? And you don't even take no thought about, man, how you going to make it, how you going to eat, what you going to live, how you going to pay this here. Because you will know something, boy, behind it, though, boy, that your heavenly Father know that you have need of all these things. If he feed the birds of the air and clothe the lilies of the field, and man, think he won't take care of you and me? I guarantee you will, man. How come it ain't manifesting in the earth because we ain't partaking of our inheritance? All you know, man, is about, man, what you've been redeemed from. How Jesus Christ saved us from our sin. Yes, hallelujah, glory to God. But, man, that's going on. He didn't save us from our sin so that we could worship there at the door and have church about it, man, on Sundays and stir up each other's emotions and everything else and go back into everyday life, man, and everyday life, man, still ruling and reigning over us. That ain't what he came, man, down here to do and establish. Came out here to destroy the works of the devil. What's the work of the devil? Separate you, man, from your source. Separate you from his story, what he's doing, what he's saying. Well, that's what he, listen, that's what he happened. I told you, man, let me tell you something, boy. The way, listen, when he came in, and Adam and Eve, them in the garden, listen to what he came after. He came after the word. He came to rob the word of God out their heart and out their life. First thing he said was, what did God say? Have God said? Yeah. He come to man to challenge the word of God, to rob the word of God out your life. Just like he come man now, boy, when this message is heard right there, he coming immediately to try to rob this word out your life. He don't mind you hearing all them other good news messages and everything else. Why? Because that'll get you man worshiping and celebrating and everything else at the door. And that ain't no bad thing. That's a good thing. At least you're saved. And you ain't going to die and go to hell, boy. But you just like the children of Israel were. They were saved, but they just going around and around and around and around in circles. When all the time, right there, they was at the borders of it. Right there, man, across a river, the Jordan River, was their inheritance, their promised land that God had promised their father Abraham. Right there. Just like, man, I'm telling you right now, boy, the kingdom of heaven, all of the kingdom of heaven is at your hands. Just how close to the children of Israel was when they got delivered out of the devil, who was Pharaoh in Egypt, which is a type of this world system. Once God delivered them, who? How did he use? He used man. He used his son. Just like he used Moses to deliver man, the children of Israel out from under Pharaoh's bondage and the bondage of Egypt. Same way he used his son to deliver us out of man. The devil's bondage. Well, boy, he's coming to destroy the works of the devil. The devil's bondage. And out of man, this world system that we live in. Bible says in Colossians, man, thanks be unto God who have translated us out of the kingdom of darkness over into the kingdom of his dear son. Well, boy, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, we'll pray for God, boy, that you might come on in, that you might come past the door. On into your inheritance. Right there. That's how close it is. Just like the children of Israel. He delivered us from the death. And he delivered us, man. Even though we're in this world, we're not in this world. We're in Eden. The majority of us in the church, we're just like the children of Israel. We're going around and around and around in circles. Week after week. The same service, the same format, the same everything else. Same program we put on there year after year, annual program. It's going around and around and around and around in circles. And boy, I'm talking about, boy, the world and the earth and it still ruled, man, and by the devil. And it's seemingly. But baby, while the children of Israel were going around and around and around in circles, man, and their story was, man, yes, the land's flowing with milk and honey. Yes, when we all get to heaven. Yes, well, they got some giants in the land, and you can't go in and possess the land. But in the midst of all of that, doubt and unbelief, even though they believed God's word, and they believed in God, but there was a lot of doubt and unbelief. Why, man? Because they didn't hear the story of Joshua and Caleb. They heard the story, man, of the other 10 spies. Yes, the land's flowing with milk and honey, but we got giants in the land. We'd be like grasshoppers. Joshua and Caleb say, yeah, got some giants in the land. Yes, we look like grasshoppers, but baby, we'd be more than able to go in and possess the land. For great is he that's in us than he that's in his world. If he delivered us out of Egypt and Pharaoh's bondage, man, then surely we can go in and possess this land. If he saved you, and he, and I'm talking about from the devil, and his authority and dominion over your life, if he saved you from a life of destruction, that you were born in sin, and saved in, if he saved you from that, boy, and wrote your name in the Lamb's Book of Life, then surely, boy, he can do all things, anything else, boy, that's the greatest thing right there. Anything else, boy, up under that armor, brother, man, surely he can do that. Surely he can take care of you. You think he can't pay your bills? You think he can't heal our bodies? You think he can't deliver us from the bondage of self? You think he can't heal our broken hearted? You think he can't, man, do great and mighty? You think he can't use us? You think, man, I'm talking about we don't have a power and authority, boy, to allow him through us to transform, man, this earth, man, into what God intended for it to be by transforming the lives of people, doing what? Winning souls. So what, Arthur? Not my denomination or to my church or nothing like that, boy, but winning souls to the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God. How you do that, Arthur? By proclaiming, man, the good news. What? What good news? The good news about the kingdom. By preaching the gospel of the kingdom. Listen, I was talking to a brother, man, you know, a friend of mine that I met, you know, not too long ago, and it's been a blessing talking to him, you know, on the radio, you know, and he's in Poland, you know. His name is Jason, you know, Thunderbird, you know. And he and I have been just talking on the phone because he said he listened to our broadcast and it's been a blessing to his life. You know, and when it is time someone call us and tell us, boy, you know, that the ministry is blessing their lives and is edifying them and building them up and strengthening them, then it's, man, listen, it brings so much joy to my heart. To know, boy, that God will use me, even if it's just to bless one people. But I believe and trust that, man, multitudes of people are being blessed through this word. And that is anointed to remove burden and destroy the yoke. You know, he and I was talking, you know, and he said something, man, you know, I know this, you know, but it really hit home to him. He said, you know, he listened to where he is. He listened to ministers on the radio, you know, different ministers. But he said, you know, none of the ministers, man, you know, you hear a man preach about the kingdom. You know, at first it saddened my heart, you know, and everything. He said, you and maybe one or two others, man, and I listen. He said he listened to about 20 different ministers on the radio, you know. And he said, man, I'm talking about, I don't hear nobody talking about the kingdom. And then I got to thinking, you know, and it made me think of this, you know. You say, wow. I said, you know, and after I hung up with him, man, the Lord began to deal with me and speak to my heart. And he said this. He said, because the church is, like I heard ministers say, man, you know, the church is, listen to this careful. The church is careful. You're doing what? Majoring in the minor. They preoccupied with the good things. They preoccupied at the door. They preaching the door. They talking about how magnificent the door is, and how the door opened blind eyes, and how the door unstopped at the end. How the door opened. They doing their majoring in the minor. That's the minor. And minoring in the major. Let me say it in a different way. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. They're preaching the gospel of Jesus instead of the gospel that Jesus preached. Let me say it in another way. And I say they majoring in the minor. they preaching, man, and teaching and telling people, man, about what Jesus talked about once in a while, they preaching, man, all the time. What that is, that's majoring in the mind. What are you talking about, man, once or twice that you're reading the scripture? The church talk about all the time. And what he talk about all, and what he was talking about all the time when he was on his journey, the church only talk about every 19. What you mean, Noah? All he talked about was the kingdom of God. Go read your Bible for yourself. Don't just put your faith in the wisdom of a man. Go see for yourself. That's the problem, man, you know. And that's why, you know, the church is so weak, man, because we put our faith in the wisdom of a man. Majority of believers, man, the reason why I like that is because the majority of the believers, man, don't know the word for themselves. That's why I come on here, man, as an ambassador of Christ, man. You know, because I'm always be a rebel dead. All them other ties, that can go away with. Somebody ask me what you are. You a pastor? You a priest? I'm like, no, listen, that's all good and dandy. Man, I'm just Brother Arthur. You know, I'm an ambassador of Christ. You want to know who I really am? If I tell you who I really am, you're going to get offended. Who you really are? I'm a king. Glory to God. I ain't no apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher. Hey, listen, the Holy Spirit want to use me. He ain't one of those anointed men or everything else. He would have to do that. But who I really am, because one day all that's going to pass away. But who I really am, man, I'm a king. And you are too. Listen, that's good news when I found out that I was a king. But boy, I found out something that was greater, man, even than the good news that I was a king. What was greater than that, Arthur? That you were king too. If you're in a male body, that you're a queen too, if you're in a female body. And just as Jesus is, so are you. And just like he came from the Father, so do you, so do me. And the work that he did, so can we. What he did, he went about doing good and healing all those who was oppressed of the devil. Healing them how, Arthur? Spirit, soul, and body. See all your broken people out there? Let me tell you something. Let me say something to all the broken people out there, baby. Listen. Hallelujah. Like you say, boy, God, man, I'm talking about, boy. Oh, Lord, boy, his arms are stretched out wide, man, to all the broken people, man. But not for them, man, to just rejoice over them, knowing that they're broken and everything else. But, man, to come and get put back together. Yes, God loves the broken people, man, but he don't love the broken people, man. He want to put the broken people back together. Know why he loves the broken people? Know what his word is to the broken people? You ain't broken no more. Glory to God. That's the great, that's the gospel. That's the good news. Yes, you might be a broken people, but boy, he's saying to all of you who are broken and brokenhearted and broken people, you don't have to be broken no more. The yoke is destroyed and the burden is removed. Be free, said the Lord. All of you who are broken. The Lord say, boy, I'm not breaking every chain. He break every yoke and destroy every burden and cancel every assignment of the enemy against you. Foul spirit, man. Because the devil, man, that's been assigned, man, to keep you in despair and brokenhearted, man, you know, and just worshiping in your brokenheartedness, man. God said, hey, that ain't what been here around the brokenhearted and care for the brokenhearted for. He around, man, for the heal the broken heart, the broken people, to put them back together. How you going to do that, Arthur, with his word, like I told you from the beginning? What the Holy Spirit need? He need the word. Remember I told you earlier, you know, that, boy, the way God do things, boy, what happened? The earth was void and without shape, and the Spirit of the Lord moved on the face of the deep. And God said, let there be light. What happened, boy? The Holy Spirit came on the scene first. Hello. What happened, boy? The power of God and the ability of God and the life of God and the third member of the Godhead, boy, moved up on the scene first. Who is that, boy? That's the master contractor. Hallelujah. What are you doing, boy? He hoovering over the earth. Why are you hoovering over the earth? He waiting on something. What are you waiting on? He waiting on the word of the Most High God. And boy, I mean, boy, then the power of God, the Holy Spirit, boy, took that word, boy, and manifested. That's the reason why he in your life, to lead and guide you into all the truth, to bring you to the knowledge that, boy, there's power in your words, too. And as we come into the kingdom of God, and learn how to operate in the kingdom of God and the function and principles of the kingdom of God, then, man, the works that Jesus did, we shall do also. And greater works shall we do. Because he went back to the Father, and when he went back to the Father, he sent us back the same spirit that was upon him. Who was that? That's the Holy Ghost. To do what? So that as the Father sent him, so sent he us. And as the Father was with him, so is the Father with us. And the work that he did, so can we. And the same Holy Ghost that dwell in him dwells in us too. Hallelujah. What are you waiting on? Who is in our life? What are you waiting on? He's waiting on the word of God. He's waiting on men, the word of faith. He's waiting on the spoken word of God. So what are you doing in the process, boy? He's leading and guiding more us into the truth, man. Listen, this gospel of the kingdom is being preached in the earth as a testimony to every nation. Then he ain't going to come. It might seem like, man, it ain't about nothing, but it's just like a little leaven. It's going to leaven the whole lump. It's a little leaven. What are they going to do? It's going to leaven the whole lump. It's going to be an affected whole world. Right now, it might be the little smallest mustard seed, man. There ain't nobody really grabbing a hold to it and everything else. But just keep on watering. Keep on cultivating. Keep on preaching it, boy. Keep on declaring it. Keep on demonstrating it. What, boy? This gospel of the kingdom. It might be the less preached message, man, on the earth today. But the word of God say this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world as a testimony to every nation. Then the end going to come. When the end gonna come? When the wars of Israel and all the things are taking place over there in the Middle East, all that. Hey, listen, that sets the stage. Sets the stage for what? For boy, this gospel of the kingdom to be preached in all the world. You might not understand that, man, but that's just setting the stage. The end is not yet. The Bible says, listen, when you see all them things like that happening, that when people see that, they say the end is here. Hey, listen, the Bible says, just the opposite. The Bible says, when you see all these things happening upon the earth, wars and rumors of wars and earthquakes and all the dollars, he say, listen, that ain't the end. The end is not yet. Just like in the book of Isaiah, when the prophet prophesied, when he was prophesying that story that we know in the Bible where he say, unto us a child is born and unto us a son is given and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and the increase of his government shall be upon his shoulder, shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Wonderful. Right before that, in chapter 8 and a few chapters before that, for the Israel was in chaos. Sin was upon them, man, because of their transgression and everything, man. It was calamity on earth, just like it is in the earth today, just like it is now. Wars and rumors of wars and children killing one another, man, and chaos, man, in our land and in our territory right now, you know, nothing but darkness. And it seems like, man, our government system that's set up on the earth, thank you, they do the best they can, man, but they can't solve the problem, man. So our territory and our land is in chaos. And then the Bible says, boy, but the people in darkness that was in that chaos, they saw a great light. Glory, glory. Well, they saw illumination. They saw hope. What? When they said the who all it, when the fishing was upon the earth like it is now, guess what happened? The Bible said, then came Jesus. Hello. Hallelujah. What happened? Then came Jesus. The Bible said the people saw a great light. And what he came to do, boy? Destroy the works of the devil. What's the work of the devil? The darkness and the ignorance and this world system, man, of hatred and racism and poverty and to destroy, man, that system, man, and raise up, boy, God's system, the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven and the governing influence of that territory of heaven on this earth, impacting it with God's will and God's intent and God's desire and God's purpose for the earth and our lives here on earth. And what it is, what his purpose and desire and intent and will is for the earth and our lives, that it be on this, that it be in our lives here on our territory, the earth, just like it is in his territory. Listen, that's kingdom life. That's kingdom living. That's why I say your boy, the Bible is about a king. It's about his kingdom. It's about his kids. It's about, man, you know, the loss of that kingdom. It's about the regain of that kingdom. That's the blood of Jesus Christ and what happened on Calvary. It's about the restoring of that kingdom, the restoration of that kingdom. That after he regained it, then he gave it back to us who it belonged to. All power, you see, now that I give unto you. Power over all the power of your enemy. So he restored it back to us. And boy, the last days now, boy, what our assignment is. What our assignment? To come and partake of it. Freely you receive, freely give. And do what with it? Boy, the last part of the Bible was to help him reestablish and expand his governing influence on this territory called Earth, impacting it with God's will, God's desire, God's intent, God's plan, God's purpose, that he, man, came up from the beginning, that which was from the beginning, upon this earth, and the ability to do that. But all the potential that we have need of to fulfill that. Listen, that's already on the inside of you. Whenever you see an automobile, man, on the car lot or the showroom floor and everything else, and it's released to the market, that's an indication that all of the potential that the manufacturer, man, built on the inside of it to fulfill its purpose and destiny, that's already on the inside of it. And that it can do what it was created to do. The potential to fulfill its purpose, what it was created to do, is built on the inside of it before it's even released to the market. Same thing with you and I. Before God released us to the earth and birthed us forth into the earth, the first thing he did was put on the inside of us all the potential that we have need of to fulfill our destiny. What's the problem, Mark? The devil don't want you to know that. The devil think, man, your potential is what, man, they told school from talking to your grade average, A, B, C, D, F. Man, listen, you're much more than all of them. Time to say it again. You mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. And all our children, children, are mighty children of the Most High God. They ain't classified, man, by some school grade, man, or how people, man, have dictated who they are, man, based upon, man, how they were at that time. Listen, man, they ain't who they are. They ain't who we are. We got the mind of Christ. We're a mighty man, a mighty woman of the Most High God. We can do all things through Christ who's strengthened us. We just need to hear it and hear it and hear it and hear it and hear it. Why? Because in order to manifest it in the life, it got to be faith. It's through faith. How you live this life, Arthur? The just shall live by faith. Faith was faith in the Word of God. What's faith in the Word of God? Believing God's word to the point where you step out on it, where you act on it. But you believe it, man, because it's the word of God. Who imparted that in that kind of life, and that kind of into our life? That's, again, the purpose for the Holy Spirit. You know, my desire, you know, is for all our lives, is that we be filled with the knowledge of God's will for our lives. With all wisdom, and spiritual understanding. Jesus said this, the words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. Like I told you, just like the children of Israel, just like Moses delivered the children of Israel out of Egypt and from under Pharaoh's bondage and destroyed Egypt and Pharaoh in the process, hey, same thing it is, man, with what God has done for us through Jesus Christ. He's purchased us back from the devil. He destroyed the devil and his works and his army. And just like the children of Israel, man, were going around and around in circles, man, right there at the border of the promised land, saved, but not converted. That's how the church is, man. You know what my brother was talking about, you know. Why they not converted? Because they ain't heard the greatest story that's ever been told. They didn't heard a lot of stories. And listen, the story that they didn't heard been good stories. And all the blessing, man, but it's all the stuff that they didn't heard, all the other good message that they've been preaching and everything else. There's no other good message, but that's a means to an end. Those are the preliminary bouts on a fight call. that leads up to the main event. Don't get preoccupied with the preliminary bouts and miss out on the main event. Listen, the preliminary bouts, man, that the main event is going on now. So you don't have to keep on, man, you can, but you don't have, you can go back there for reference and everything else, but you don't have to, man, stay, man, watching, man, the preliminary bouts and talking about the preliminary bouts and proclaiming the preliminary bouts and what happened in the preliminary bout when the main event is going on. Now, boy, get in on the main event and begin to take it in. Because the preliminary bout is a means to what? The main event. What's the main event? The gospel of the kingdom. So I challenge, you know, the leaders out there in our communities, you know, and not only the leaders, but you as members of the churches and everything else. You go and you read the Bible for yourself. I'm not telling you this what to do, but this is what blessed me. When I started reading the Bible, man, you know, 40 years ago, I read John chapter 1. And it said, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And in him was life. And the life was the light of man. And the man, and the light began to shine in darkness, and the darkness couldn't put it out. He came to his own, and the darkness put it out. To them he gave the power to become the sons of God, who to many has received the word. And boy, that went off on the inside of me like a neon light. That's where my journey started that day. All I wanted to know then was what the word said. Hallelujah. And then, boy, and after I read John, man, then I started reading, man, the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John again. And, boy, I found out, man, what the word said. I discovered a treasure. What treasure, boy? I discovered something. That everything that when Jesus Christ began to preach and say, with that light that came from shining darkness, when he began his ministry, boy, he had one subject matter. When he began his ministry, boy, this was his inauguration of speech. He said, boy, repent. Well, the kingdom of heaven is right across this Jordan River. It's right at your hand. Just like the promised land to the children of Israel was right there across the Jordan River. That's how close they were to it. You say the same thing to you. Say, all of the kingdom of heaven, your promised land, is just right here at your reach. It's available to you. That's what he came preaching, boy, that promised land, the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God. And all through his ministry, when I saw that's the first thing he was talking about with the kingdom of God. And then after I turned on every page, everything that I saw in there was pertaining to that one subject matter. Everything he's talking about, the kingdom of God. That's why I say, boy, well, we majored in the minor. We preached the good news about Jesus. Jesus didn't preach the good news about himself. That was contained in it. He preached the major. What? The major was the kingdom of God. He the minor. He the means to the end. The main thing was not to get you saved and out in the wilderness, but to get you into your inheritance, the promised land, the kingdom of God, in the kingdom of heaven. So what he did, man, same thing. So my appeal to you, you know, is, hey, listen, you read the Bible. And you read it in this light. And ask God to show you by the power of the Holy Spirit. Ask him to show you the gospel of the kingdom. Ask him to teach you his precepts like David did. And you know what you have said unto you? You'd be like David. You get to respond like what David got. David say, God said this about David. You are a man after my own heart. A lot of people want to see my hand, want to see me work, want to see me do miracles and all that. You want to know what's in my mind and what's in my heart and what I'm really doing. That's in my mind and heart. You don't just want to see my hand. You want to know me. You don't just want me and what I can do for you. You want me. Hallelujah. A man out of his own heart, boy. If you seek first the kingdom of God, I promise you, if you make that your number one priority, if you go after the kingdom. What do you mean go after the kingdom, boy? As you in your relationship, in your personal relationship that you have with your father, ask him, man, to show you the kingdom. Ask him to teach you the kingdom. Ask him to reveal to you the kingdom. What you'll be doing then? You'll be doing, man, you'll be putting your priorities in line. Your priority should be God's priority. What's God's number one priority? Matthew 6:33. Man, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. That was a major. Everything that Jesus talked about in those gospels was pertaining to the kingdom of God. That's all he preached. He preached the major. The church preached the minor.